He put all of his soul into a tenor saxophone. He had his way of talking, 'twas a language on his own. Life's story, love and glory, if you listen when he plays it for you, now listen and listen and dig it. Can't you dig it? Lester Young is playing what he's feeling, chilling and dancing. Now someone might have told you Lester Young is out of style, but now I'm here to tell you press is happening now. Life's story, love and glory, if you listen when he plays it for you, now listen and listen and dig.
This is the Linux Show for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2003. Can you people hear me? I'm in the IRC room. Are we really back? I know there's a delay, but hopefully they can hear us in a moment. I'll just keep on talking, pretending like they can hear us. No? Oh, they hear us.
Hey, here we are.
We're back. The Linux Show live. Amazing. I think Kevin just rebuilt the server and recompiled the kernel. But
basically,
yes, we are back for the Tuesday night edition of Linux Show, but because it is 8:37 and we in theory are already halfway through the show, we're going to jump directly to segment number two of the Linux Show, and we will pick up the news stories that we had on queue for tonight on next week's show. And so really, leaving no further ado, we're going to jump right into the JBoss section. So I'm going to turn over the show to Russ Pavlicek, and I'm just going to go ahead and wish everybody a good night. I'm going to shut up and listen to Russ in segment number two. So take it away, Russ.
All righty. Well, tonight we are very fortunate to have Mark Fleury, JBoss, here with us. How are you doing, Mark?
Pretty good.
Now, for the benefit of some people who may not know the JBoss project and organization, can you give us a rundown on just what the project is about?
Sure. Basically, JBoss implements lab server technology, and we're compliant with based on the JWE standard. We offer a full implementation of it, and started in 1999. First production version in 2000, so Scott has the releases. We're reaching 3.2. RC1 was already real. Sorry, I digress. Anyway, it's a fun field.
So this is basically, and correct me if I'm wrong here, this is basically an open source project.
Yeah.
To create the lovable Java engine, which is everywhere.
To create the container and the next Java language, correct.
Okay. Now, why did you even start this project, pray tell? I mean, let me play devil's advocate. What's wrong with simply using the stuff that that Sun is?
It's not open source.
It's not open source, and once again,
well,
playing devil's advocate. Why is that
standard.
Important?
You need a market standard, and the only thing that resists Microsoft is open source.
Mm-hmm. So this at least takes away a lot of the complaints about using a Sun-only product, and as among other things.
A Sun what?
A Sun-only product. I mean, one of the things that, one of the feedback I got from some InfoWorld readers was that they didn't want to use Java because Sun totally controlled Java.
That's all right.
And that was one of the things that they were
We need them to control it. The next language is not ready anyway. Mm-hmm. The AOP language, Microsoft has it, called C#, but it's not. Anyway.
Okay. So what besides
Microsoft is good, by the way. Let's start there.
Okay.
Microsoft is not evil. Maybe a little bit. But
okay.
On average, no. It's a great company. It's done great things. I just want to say it.
Okay. And so you have this open source project to provide this functionality.
Yeah.
And now you also have a company, correct, that
yep.
is also involved with this.
Yes. And I can't get to its website right now because it's running on JBoss News.
Ah. And, well, what's
the... Posted, oh, no, it does run, sorry.
What is the company and what
so
does it do?
So it's JBoss Group, and we sell insurance on JBoss. Let me put it this way. We know JBoss really well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there.
And
there to stay, too.
And how do you make money? You know, going back to the old argument that if you're giving away the source code, if you have open source code, how do you make money?
White? Have you guys read White? I just put it out 3 days ago, and that would be a good time to read it. It's on jboss.org, and it's called White. It's the second of the Blue, White, Red technology trilogy, and it covers the business.
The name of the article is Why I Love Professional Open Source.
Yeah, Why I Love Professional
Open Source. It is probably one of the finest pieces of open source advocacy.
That, by the way, I just want to say it on the radio, on the waves. There's a trademark there, motherfuckers.
Okay.
It's probably one of the finest pieces of open source advocacy I've read in recent days.
Why do you say so?
It's a good article. I like it. That's why I said it.
And now, well, getting back to the other question, how are you making money off of doing what you're doing here? You're writing papers, you're writing software, and how does JBoss Group benefit from all this? Mark?
Well, essentially, if you have knowledge, we can sell it under one brand.
Okay.
We can pimp it under one brand. At least you have a brand to help you.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, are you're selling consulting? Is that your main thing?
It used to be, and it's still the core of it. I mean, we know JBoss. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm. And what other?
Now it's changing in insurance, and I mean, big companies want insurance. They like the idea of open source, and they just don't get the fact that open source is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to buy insurance somehow that you're going to be there, specifically government. Governments will want to standardize, right? Half of Europe is going. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. If you're going to offer, that's what's going in the RFPs these days. If you're going to offer proprietary, you have to justify why you didn't offer an open source one, right? That's the kind of thing that's going down over there. And they want to buy insurance, so they have to. They want it. They have to do it. How do we buy insurance? And it turns out you can reassure, right, in the old insurance business. I sell you, well, I know JBoss, bottom line. So then, but then you change the sale. That's the trick, right? You go from time and material to a peace of mind sale. That's the thing.
Okay, so now buy insurance. Let's try to clarify a little bit. I mean, are you selling them a contract, basically?
No, I'm selling them access to us.
Access?
Tailored service to you.
Okay.
You're going to run our stuff in production, and you're serious about it. We stand behind it, and we're here for the long run.
Okay.
How do you finance our growth? We still need money. Open source is not the free lunch dream that some think it is. It works. It works really well. It's fun. But we need money to keep it alive. I don't know if it's very clear.
Yeah, if you read White, your position is very clear. Good article.
For the benefit of some of the listeners, could you summarize some of the points that you make inside your white paper?
It's just a tale of what we're doing. It's just that.
Okay. I've seen a lot of press recently about some give and take regarding Sun between the JBoss Group and Sun. Can you talk to us a little bit about what that I guess, problem is.
I don't know. What is your impression?
Well, I've seen reports saying that Sun doesn't want to certify JBoss or somehow is withholding important tests that have to do with JWE certification.
But I hear that the customer self-certifies.
Excuse me?
The customer self-certifies.
Okay.
So I claim certification whenever I feel like I pass certification, which is a valid requirement.
Uh-huh. So what's the big, or at least what's this big issue that's getting a lot of press recently? Is this a non-issue, just something that's blown out of proportion?
Well, ask yourself, why would Sun want it? So there's .NET. Supposedly we protect against .NET, but .NET is not evil. The language is good. The services are crap. Usual Microsoft story, but they understand developers. And so we're trying to do the same with JBoss 4 and the AOP approach. Like all good things coming out of Park, Zero.
And what would Sun's position be with all this? I mean, where's all
what
this?
What do you think it would be?
Where's all this press coming from? You know,
where is it coming from? I don't have that money. I can tell you right now. Right? So why are they doing this? Ask yourselves. I don't know. I seriously don't know. Please help me.
Well, I mean, is anything being withheld from you at this point? Or
I certainly don't talk to them. They keep passing around. We keep talking to middlemen. I feel like in a sales, you know, car sales lot. I got to go back to my boss. Okay, I'm done.
Hmm. Okay. Well, what's the future as far as you're concerned with JBoss? I mean, where's
well,
it
first of all, the technology, AOP. I think Gregor Kixalis invented it at Xerox, and the original team is gone now. That's what I hear. But Gregor is anyway. Rickard started talking AOP. We'd been doing it all the time. But he started talking about it, so we started talking about it. And Bill gets it. Like, in 6 weeks. So what's AOP, first of all? AOP is very simple. Is you give me, so it's truly very simple. You give me an object, and I'm going to enhance it with stuff, magic. So I'm going to make it persistent. I'm going to put it in a database. That's ADO, for example, in .NET. Only, anyway. I'm going to make it transactional, so that every time you call a method, I start or stop a transaction that comes from a com world at Microsoft, then stolen by EJB, and now we're restealing it. Security aspect, acidity aspect, blah, blah, blah. And we bring these, which are the EJB spec, to regular Java objects. What that means is that you can natively code applications that leverage these system-level services. Like, I want to make my app persistent. You can take existing Java apps that you've written,
mm-hmm.
J2SC, not G2EE, and make it like J2EE. Become we bring these native aspects at the POJO, the plain old Java object level. That is not very clear.
Okay.
It's still there. CVS. Okay. Just go. It's there.
And
Bill is doing it. Bill Burke is the next from Iona. Corba. Anyway.
How do you see the future of JBoss? Is it going a separate way from Java, or is it just
I like Java. Java's portable. The best thing, yeah. Java's great. Java's portable. So we can have Linux. We can have. By the way, it's the best help for Linux.
Excuse me.
It's the best help for Linux.
The
IBM guy goes like, "What application? I'm not worried about the JBoss thing because the applications are not the one that customer wants." The problem with Linux is you don't want to write native because that's a porting investment. That's a barrier to entry.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an app written in J2EE and it's on Solaris, a lot of our customers. Anyway.
Okay. As far as the technical direction with
JBoss, is it going
to be constantly adding things that aren't there inside the normal J2EE world, or
no? They are there. Like J2EE already gives you all the aspect bundled together.
Okay.
So you have persistence. I mean, that was Vlad's and Mark's genius. Everything was there in a prepackaged way, simple. Those are the spec rights. And they had persistence. They had Allied-Done rights. They had transactions. They had security. They had remoteness. And they had, persistence, like I said, sorry. And that's a lot, right? That's the first paper. That's the blue paper, where I explain why EJBs were great, because they introduced a mass of enterprise developers to the joys of containers keeping a set of aspects for your object. And specifying it in a language was simply saying, I want these objects to be DCJB, therefore apply this container. Gregor is a guy from Xerox, and that wants to work on the pointer language in JBoss 4. I hope we're there yet. I don't know.
Okay.
Now, I want to enroll the research community. I mean, I just want to say it.
Okay.
They're the best. We have a deep partnership with Georgia Tech. They brought in JavaSyst, which is a new project we brought in JBoss. It's bytecode engineering at the deepest level. It's great stuff. Comes from Japan, a professor called Shiba. I can't remember his name. Just joined us. Yanis out of Georgia Tech is doing great work, too. Stanford, we hear, is doing high availability based on JBoss. The U.S. government in the Globus project, Los Alamos National Labs, the Globus is on JBoss. DISA, DARPA, AWOC plane. Wall Street, Playboy, Teams Online, one from BEA. It's fun.
Okay. Well, this is a question from our IRC room. How does JBoss perform against Sun Java and IBM Java development?
Oh, you mean the integrated development environments and the app servers?
I guess so. I don't.
Yeah, because. We use IBM's Eclipse in IDEs, if you need an IDE. In fact, all the AOP development is done like Microsoft. So you code a method, and you say, that's .NET, by the way, public void, and the transaction tag is requires new from the com days, whatever. That gets parsed into the class file as meta information about the object. That's really cool. We don't have that in Java yet. So right now, the best we can do, and again, that's a container service with much aspect to IDEs, if they still exist, is that, for example, so with Eclipse without auto-completion, that's a guy in Germany, Hans Docker, who came to Palma training last summer, advanced JBoss training in Palma, and he's done the IDE, so you can do auto-completion stuff. Very good. Nathalie? IntelliJ, ils ont signé. So the idea is that you put your exdocklet tag, and we extract it at the tool level. And Drua Linford in Paris pitched me an idea where apparently in the class, you have a free memory zone where you can put your meta tags. So, in fact, you can embed C-sharp lag. Anyway, I'm not sure that's useful.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What
Arnie,
did you want to say?
Arnie, do you have anything?
You're basically selling the services to your customers and supplying the software for free.
Yeah.
I mean, basically supplying the open source software.
Yeah.
And you're actually acting as a consultant firm for your customers and selling them contracts of support with what you're doing with your JBoss as an open source project, right?
Right.
This is, of course, one of the classic open source models.
Well,
and,
yeah. I mean, in WISE, for example, I cover the fact that we happen to be lucky, right? We're in a niche that does a lot of service. So those who do dual licensing, like MySQL, as long as, you know, somewhat I regret that we went from GPL to LGPL, because it would have been an easy play.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that databases are in a tough field.
Very
It's very hard to go from MySQL to Oracle, for example.
Yeah, they don't.
You just don't plug
the
people's data.
They're not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I mean, you could take the take and transport it at the atomic level, but it just doesn't transport at the top level.
Well, I mean, databases. You know, I pity these guys. They're up against a very entrenched player. BA is not an entrenched player. There's the J2EE stack. That's why they want to pull away from it.
And object-oriented is a little more amenable to porting because the
what was that? I'm sorry.
The object definitions themselves can be implemented as long as you have the infrastructure to do it.
Yes.
You know, and Java has a pretty darn good object model.
Well, that's Larry's point on the... Anyway, yeah. And Java is portable, most of all. It works on Linux.
Yeah, I mean, I've got this my little Zoris, Sharp Zoris, and it one of the main features of it is that you can take code, Java code, and just dump it into it, and it runs.
Yeah, but do you run web servers on it?
You can have a web server, but you know, is this a palm machine?
Well, you haven't seen it. I don't want to hear about it.
But it'll run Apache. Yes, it will.
Dane wants to do the Zoris.
Yeah.
You better do it. You've been talking so long about it.
Zoris is a nice little machine.
Is it?
Yeah.
I got to see that glass. The Samsung PDA Palm thing.
Ah, that's nice.
It's first generation. I wish they integrate the phone and PDA more. Like, I don't want to click through three menus to get to call someone.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you have anything else, Arnie, but at this point, then, I'd like to thank you very much for coming
on. Thank you, guys.
Is there anything, any last message that you want to leave to our audience at this point?
Just code, motherfucker.
And go to the JBoss group website, everybody, and read Mark's excellent article. It's just called White. It's very good. And the Java... Enterprise Java Beans article, the blue article, is also good. So, this is certainly a good model for other open source people to look at as a help in setting their company.
Just don't compete with me, because I'll crush you.
Sounds like you will.
Okay, well, I don't know at this point. Let's see, it's
I don't know. What do you guys do?
It's the end
of the
hour.
You need music, by the way.
Excuse me?
You need music. You need techno music.
Well, Kevin can take that under advice.
I can give you some.
There you go. Will.
Okay, great.
Okay, Kev, so I guess then this will be the end of the Linux show for tonight. We are hitting the end of the hour, even though we missed the first half. We should be back next week with the entire show this time, including the first half, which unfortunately got eaten by technical problems. But tell 10 friends, and this is the Linux show for April 22nd, and hope to see you all back next week. Thank you very much.
I'm a glum one. It's explainable. I met someone. Unattainable. Life's a bore. The world is my oyster no more. All the papers where I led the news with my capers now will spread the news. Superman turned out to be flash in the pan. I've flown around the world in a plane. I settled revolutions in Spain. The North Pole I have charted, still I can't get started with you. On the golf course I'm under par, and all the movies ask me to star. Got a house that's a show place, still I get no place with you. You're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you scheme. Just for the sight of you dream. Both day. to do. I've been consulted by Franklin D.